Welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the show. So, in this episode of Nigeria Daily, we will be talking about a public concern, and that is open urination and, of course, why you shouldn't engage in it. There are health hazards to all of this. But before we get into that, I went to the street and I put out the question to some Nigerians that have they ever engaged in open urination? The answers might surprise you.
When I'm pressed and I have no choice, I have to just like, okay.
How can I? I'm educated. I cannot do it.
I'm a Nigerian, yes. I only feel comfortable to do that in the night.
No. Honestly, I can't do that.
Well, a few Nigerians that I had an interaction with, and some of them accepted to be engaged in these practices. But what are the health hazards aside, you know, walking on the street and just perceiving very offensive other, especially in the rainy season when everyone just detests to go outside because of the other oozing from one place to the other? You see, in different parts of the country, there are walls where you have no urinating. Even fines are being written that if you urinate here, you have to pay fines. But Nigerians have chosen to not see or give a deaf ear to this warning. So it is alarming to read that about 4.5 billion people worldwide live without household toilets, and hence body waste, which needs to be disposed of properly, deface or just make our environment smelly and result in epidemics. Realizing the Sustainable Development Goals to ensure that everyone has access to household toilet by 2030 in Nigeria is near impossible. So there's a total disconnect in policies to adequately manage waste, punish offenders, coupled with a landlord's insensitivity. I mean, a lot of people put out houses there without a convenient. But before we get into that, let's have a chat with a public health physician on the health hazard of having people urinate in public.
My name is Musa Baba, working with Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital. I'm a commandant of Nigeria Red Cross Society Service Group, and I also a member of Smart Mission Healthcare dedicated to Northeast in internal displaced person in Borno State. Urinating or defecation outside is a danger to health in general. That's why primary healthcare, we have to call one of the fundamental principles of preventing any diseases like communicable disease. So defecating on urination outside can lead to the what we call communicable diseases that can at least affect the society entirely, because when a single person is affected with a disease, it may likely affect the society. So urination outside can really cause, or defecation can lead to the condition called cholera, especially in this time around when time of rain, rainfall can lead to the cholera diseases where people used to eat either foods that was not actually cooked very well or vegetables that was not washed very well. So generally in any given public gathering, there must be a toilet allocated. At least in every 50 people, there must be at least located of two toilets so that to prevent what you call communicable diseases. You know, urinating or defecating outside, more especially during this time, when there is a rainfall, move the particles of that disease's organisms either to a river or to a farm where all this vegetable is being planted, or sometimes to our well where we can use to take water, drink, and that leads to a conditions like a cholera conditions can lead to the bilharziasis, where people urinating and having urinary tract infections and other so many conditions that you think that you can take off. So urinating outside is a danger to the society, it's a danger to the community, and even can affect the economy of that area, in summary.
So this urinary tract infection that you spoke about, is it just a urinating outside that causes it? Should I say other ways that this can be contacted?
Yes, you see, it depends on the individual or community. An infected person that has, like, if
it is defecation, we can simply say cholera. If it is urinary tract infection, you can say bilharziosis. You understand, or ringworms and other things. So many disease conditions that you can think of. If a person is being affected with disease condition and he urinated and he urinates outside, there is a possibility of this water to come and flush all the toxins and the organisms there, and can lead to the maybe either a river where people use the water to drink, or can lead to the places like our vegetables where we plant our vegetables. And most of the time when this vegetable being plucked, it was not even washed very well to be using it. So because of this, it depends when the person is being infected. Definitely, if he has that kind of urination outside, it can cause another disease condition to the other people around that place if they use any water or something that followed through it. In a dry seasons, you know, urinating outside, so the place will be dry, and then there are possibility of either maybe a wind or something like that, the pollution, you understand? During this waning season, the pollution of that area, someone can inhale microorganisms that can be irritant to that person, and which can lead to what you call upper respiratory tract infections based on the organisms he gets from that areas. Yes.
Well, you heard from the public health physician in a conversation with my colleague, Nana Khadija Ibrahim, about the dangers of having people urinate outside or even engage in such act. So when next you think of engaging in an act that has to do with open urination, have a rethink. But at this point, let's go on a quick break. When we come back, Nigeria Daily will continue. Just stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. And if you've just joined us, we'd like to say welcome again. But if you want to listen, this is the second phase of the program because we went on a break earlier. So you can download on our website. You can listen from top. Log into our website on www.dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com for you to download and listen. Please do share the link so other people can listen as well. And in this episode of the show, we are discussing open urination, its health hazards, and of course, before the break, we did hear from some Nigerians who admitted that they practice open urination. We also heard from a public health physician who educated us about the dangers of open urination. Now that we've heard the doctor talk about the health hazard, now what comes to our mind is providing toilets, right? And having this public toilets around every corner of town. It doesn't matter where you are. We just have to maintain this level of hygiene. A very high level of hygiene. But you go to parks, you see these toilets, they're not being used. You go to suburban areas, you see that these toilets are being used by some people. I would like to share this story with you. A man who wants to remain anonymous shared his experience with me once. He was pressed and needed to use one of the public toilets located at the Eagle Square in Abuja. He claimed that he went to the public toilet seeking to urinate but was denied access because he couldn't pay the sum of 100 naira. According to him, even when he pleaded with the operator to pay the sum of 50 naira, the attendant vehemently resisted and turned him back. But other people also confided in me that even if they had the 100 naira, they wouldn't use the public toilets. Their reasons? Let's find out.
The public toilet itself is quite dangerous because when you use it and the water comes up, you know, touch, you know, part of your anus, you contact infection from there.
The kind of odors that you can't bear in that public toilet.
A lot of public toilet out there, but maybe because there's no proper way of cleaning or maybe proper way of taking care of it. So it looked tattered, rough and messy.
The actual maintenance and making sure that people do not contact disease, they are not doing it.
Government are trying their best to make the public feel comfortable and easy and all that.
Those were the voices of some Nigerians who have said that, yes, public toilets will curb open defecation or open urination, but we cannot use public toilet due to the fear of infection. All right, now we turn to the Ministry of Environment and see what they're doing to curb this open urination.
How can somebody in his or her right senses go by that in between the two lanes, sits there and wants to defecate there? Are they human beings at all? You start asking that kind of question. Some things are not just right and not normal. That is pure an abnormality.
But some people have complained about some of the toilets not being cleaned, especially the ones that are owned by the government. What's the Ministry of Environment doing about this?
We are rehabilitating the old ones and we are giving them to facility managers now. That's our aim. Give them to facility managers. Even some of those our graduates that are looking for work, they can become facility managers and manage these things.
That was a representative from the Ministry of Environment who wants to remain anonymous. One thing that he spoke about was the fact that they're going to partner with private individuals. So the next voice you hear is a voice of a member of the Association of People Who Provide Convenience. He speaks to us about the hygiene level and then the hiking price of the money you have to pay before entering any of the convenience.
My name is Adam Umar.
Okay.
I am a member of Abuja Public Convenience Operators Association. We used to encourage our managers, the persons in charge of those facilities, to wash the toilet and bathrooms every day and use items like an odor.
You mean disinfectant?
Yes, yes. And use them to clean those places, so that people will not complain of the odor. Most of the facilities use disinfection.
Okay.
Most of the facilities.
All right. So to prevent toilet infections and all of that is being considered, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So people have also said that the public convenience now are not very expensive. Why do we have very expensive convenience scattered all over the place? Before, it used to be 20 naira just to ease yourself. And then if you want to take a bath or something, you know, it's affordable. But right now, it's not affordable. What's the cost of that?
This has to do with the situation in the land. You know, there is a lot of increment on everything. Daily increment, if I can say.
Items such as what?
Started from petrol.
What do you use petrol for?
You have to provide borehole in some of these places.
Okay.
Apart from the city center where you have the water supply. So most of places around the rural communities, you have to dig borehole on your own and provide the power generator to power that borehole. This is the one aspect of the issue.
Okay.
Is to provide the water.
Right.
Then you have to evacuate the toilet, the soak away, depending on the number of customers at your locations. Before the cost of diesel, in the past, diesel used to be 200 naira. Then it goes to up to 1,000 naira per liter. That makes the evacuators, those people that use tank to evacuate toilet from Sokawe, add their charges. A small tanker of evacuation that used to charge 15,000 for instance has now increased to 30,000 naira. While the one that used to charge like 20,000 or 30,000 naira has now gone up to 50,000 naira.
So as a result of this now, from your own personal experience, have you had a situation where you have this convenience scattered all over the place and people still urinate outside?
Some people cannot be able to pay a little charges like that 20 naira they charge for urinate, and they used to give them a waiver. Once you complain, they will give them a waiver to go and do it free of charge.
Well, that was the voice of Adam Umar, who is a member of people who provide public convenience in the Federal Capital Territory of Abuja. And that's how much we can take on this episode of Nigeria Daily. Remember, open urination is bad. There are fines that you have to pay. Sometimes you do this and get away with it. But in other words, you might do it one day and get fined, especially in highbrow areas. Please stop open urination. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for being a part of the show today. For everyone whose voices we heard, want to say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production open to sponsorship and advert placement. For comments and you want to sponsor any episode of Nigeria Daily, please reach us on our social media handles. On Twitter and Instagram, find us at daily_trust. On Facebook, we are Daily Trust. Reach us on this number, 091-389-33390. Or contact the radio station you're listening to us from at the moment. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.